Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another week of Taylor Watch, where we are watching what Taylor is doing. And this week, Taylor hasn't been doing a lot, but people are doing a lot around Taylor. And Gia, we have to discuss it. And actually, I just lied. I just said that Taylor wasn't doing a lot. 1989, Taylor's version came out. Yeah. Obviously, she's doing a lot. Yeah. She's been doing so much.
Not that much promo, though, I will say.
Not that much promo. Do we think that there's not that much promo because we barely need promo for this? Like, everybody knew this was coming. Everybody was excited for 1989, Taylor's version. I think that because it was her first, like, all-pop album, that it really garnered a lot of her present-day fans at the time. This is a lot of people's, like, favorite album. Yeah. This was a lot of people's introduction to Taylor Swift. And so I think that it's... I'm not surprised with the lack of promotion because I think it's kind of promoting itself.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's kind of crazy to think about how much promo Red got.
Yes.
And then it kind of just, Fearless got none.
Oh, a couple of things. I have been, I took a stroll through the YouTube comments, which I don't love to do.
Okay.
But they sometimes are helpful to us. And in this case, they were.
Okay.
I have been personally extremely wrong on my timeline.
Oh, okay.
Red came out in 2021.
Really?
October or November of 2021. And then Midnights came out fall of 2022. So Red was out for a year and a half before Speak Now came out in July of 2023. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And then Fearless had come out also in 20. Oh, that's the one I.
2021?
2021.
Beginning of
2020? No, because I was in Aruba is the only thing, the only like timestamp I have for that. I think it was spring. But I think it was spring of 2021. Yeah, it must have been. Spring of 2021, like April 2021 is when it would have been. I'll tell you right now. I'll go to my Aruba photos. Let's see. Do-to-do. Don't mind me. Oh, no. There's my 30th birthday celebration. It was definitely after that. Definitely after that as well. Did I even go to Aruba? Okay, here we go. Yeah, it was April 2021 is when Fearless TV came out. And then fall of 2021 is when Red came out. And then we didn't see anything else until July 2023, Speak Now.
Wow.
Except Midnights the fall of 2022. So that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
more insane.
Feels like it was way quicker than that.
I totally agree. Yeah. So we really were like sitting on Red for a year and a half for a
long time. I mean, I guess that makes sense because like it was so highly promoted. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's crazy. I felt like Speak Now. I mean, yeah, Speak Now kind of just came out July.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it's brand new. But then also in addition to that, we were talking a little bit about the Mahomes family and Brittany and Patrick Mahomes do have children. They have two kids.
Yes.
Which I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't.
So
I mean, that
congrats.
Checks out for sure. Yeah. Congrats to them.
I just have never seen Brittany Mahomes pregnant. Is what's crazy.
I haven't
either. People are saying they have two kids. But again, like even when I Google her, it doesn't say like.
How many? Maybe
two
they're
kids.
Super private about their
they
kids.
They must be. Yeah. And I don't know. Oh, no. Yeah, no. They're not listed on their, when you look on Wikipedia, first thing that comes up, it's like not listed. But people were saying that they have two kids. So they have two kids.
Congrats
That's what's going
to
on
them.
There. And I think that was it.
Okay. We're not the best at fact.
Yeah, listen.
Fact checking.
This isn't like we have. Yeah. This is a speculative podcast. Yeah. Okay, podcast/slash video series, whatever we're calling it.
Yeah.
It is. It's pretty much everything that we just make up on the spot and see on the internet.
We
so
just
don't
like to believe our own thoughts,
right? Like I can convince myself of anything.
Yeah,
really, I can.
Same.
And it's too easy.
Yeah,
but
and I just
we
like to believe that we're always right.
Same.
Yeah,
and I'll
do
little to no research to see, to the contrary. But
agreed.
Those kind of mistakes for sure. Like the timeline thing, that blew my mind when I saw it. Like I genuinely did not realize that that came out in 2021.
Yeah, me neither.
That feels so much more recent than that. Like I remember being at a bar and like having to leave the bar because I was crying to All Too Well 10-minute version. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but that just feels like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
But it must have been 2.5 years ago. So
and Midnights kind of feels like it came out like... very long time ago.
It does.
Yeah.
For some reason, Midnights and Red to me feel like they came out at the exact same time.
Yeah.
But they didn't. So that's that. Moving forward, whatever. Apologies on the timeline. We'll try to do better.
Yeah.
1989 is here. We're all excited. I think we should get into the album itself. Let's address a couple things. One, our sweatshirts.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? So they say Slut and then Taylor's version. Obviously, for the new Vault Track song, Slut, Taylor's version. I think that they're super cute.
Me too.
We thought about this ahead of time, wondering if, you know, what the song was going to actually be like and if it would be appropriate to have a sweatshirt that says slut on it. I now I'm curious what people think. Like, is it, if it was like some fuck you bitch anthem, like I would, you know, I'd be, this would be on sale right now.
Yeah.
What do you think? You think they're cute?
I think it's cute. I think if the song was like a very deep, like introspective about like women in the media and stuff like that, I think maybe it wouldn't have been in good taste.
Right.
But it's kind of like a beautiful love song where it's like, I don't really care what they say about me. So it's like, it's kind of like what the song says. Like,
agreed.
I'll love you, so I don't care what they say.
I am in love and this doesn't matter. So that's a great spin, Gia. I love that spin. Yeah. So we're going to wear these sweatshirts throughout the episode. Just see us wearing them, moving in them, see how you feel. And if you think that they're cute enough and you think that they're appropriate enough to put on sale, we'll put them on sale.
Yeah.
Because they are, I mean, they're amazing.
They're really soft.
Fuck, you know, crew neck. I love a light blue crew neck. Yeah. I love everything about it.
What do you think about the cardigan?
I'm wearing a large. I don't have a problem with the cardigan. I think I figured that's exactly what it would look like. Like, we have to remember that these cardigans are reflective of like the album and the stuff that they're like promoting with the album. Like, we knew it was gonna have seagulls on it. Obviously it was gonna have seagulls. Also, this is something
on the back.
Something that I deduced this weekend when someone asked me, what's with the seagulls? Isn't 1989 supposed to be about like the beach? Or I'm sorry, it's supposed to be about New York City and all that, and like city and, you know, flashing lights, the village is aglow. I wonder, do we think that because a lot of the imagery from original 1989 had to do with this paper airplane situation, that seagulls just kind of look like it? So she's remastered everything as seagulls.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, I think they're even selling like a seagull necklace and stuff.
Like, I don't even, seagulls are kind of the worst bird ever. So I was kind of confused, but
She's not really like a beach girl. Like, she is now, I guess. Yeah. Like, if she's talking about Rhode Island and stuff, she's a beach girl.
A lot of the promo pictures are her on the beach.
Yeah.
Like that one where she's like kicking her leg in there and like with sunglasses on. So like, obviously seagulls are part of that. And then also, to me, like, this album has a lot of like, kind of like, you have to like move on, like on like a, maybe a relationship that like you want it to work, but you have to like fly away, you know,
fly
what I
away.
Mean?
I totally and I totally understand like the seagull imagery, but I think in deep in my soul, I do think that like it was all because she had paper planes fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
And obviously now we can't do the paper plane thing because that was a gift from Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, yeah.
And Harry Styles has been dragged to filth. So we'll get into that.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the album, we'll talk about the songs. We're going to save the draft for next week. I think I would like to sit on it for one more week.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's so unbelievable. Like, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
The first thing we need to talk about though is the drama that's happening in the Swiftieverse. This is something unexpected. This is something extremely unexpected. And we're going to talk through it because I don't really know how to act. I don't want to look like a crazy person. But I don't think we're being crazy in this situation.
No.
I also think that like people are coming for me telling me like that I'm not being crazy enough. I'm not being harsh enough. This is the first time where I put a video out and people were like, Kelly, get real. It's not black and white. This is happening. And like, you have to stick up for it. Like, people are on my, like, this is the first time that's happened to me. Usually it's completely the other way around.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what to do. So let's break it down. Currently, Travis Kelce's publicist, a woman named Pia, still not sure how old she is. By my sleuthing, I checked her LinkedIn, I checked a bunch of things, tried to do a little math on the school. I'm assuming she's in schooling and jobs and whatever. I'm assuming she's mid to late 20s.
Right.
She and a friend of hers started a PR company a few years ago, and they took on a bunch of clients, a lot of housewives, a lot of, like, you know, I don't want to say like B, C list celebs, but that is kind of the vibe.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
No A-listers really on the list, I don't think. I think Erica Jane maybe was like the most notable name I saw on that list. Maybe a couple others. But anyway, she once upon a time worked for Scooter Braun, this girl Pia, which is a damning detail.
Yeah, totally.
And so we know all this about her. She is Travis Kelce's publicist, like we said.
Yep.
Through all of this, this newfound fame, fortune, and publicity, she has been doing an okay job as far as PR goes for Travis. Yeah. in conjunction with Taylor. I'm sure she's having to work closely with Tree Payne. Mm. I'm sure she's having to do a lot more than she thought she was going to have to do. Because very clearly, like, the level of fame that Taylor Swift is at is way above crazy. Her knowledge yeah. in PR. And that yeah. is just...
Especially
that's,
for, like, a football player.
Totally.
Like,
and yeah. that's not me talking shit. Like, that's just, like...
Yeah, it's just facts.
Nobody knows how to deal with yeah. it. Like, Tree Payne is the only person that can deal with somebody as famous as Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, nobody else is as good. So, you know, she's gone through a learning curve. People may remember her... When Taylor went to the first Chiefs game, that first game, the mm-hmm. home game, somebody found or there was a picture of like, you know, notes taken about football yeah. with little drawings and little whatever, something. It looked like Taylor Swift may have like had yeah. a cheat sheet to like learn how to play football or learn
yeah,
how to
learn
watch
how to
football
understand.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pia came out and was like, this is untrue. She did not use that. That was not hers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what this is, but it's not hers. So this girl, Pia... is very vocal about dispelling rumors and saying mm. things like, yes, that's true, no, it's not, like, mm. whatever, blah, blah, blah. She also seems to be in Dumois' back pocket or vice versa.
Okay, interesting.
Because Dumois won't say a bad thing about her.
Hmm.
And so I'm wondering if she maybe has been
friends,
a...
Or?
They could be friends. Maybe she's been a source for
Dumois right,
on Taylor
right.
stuff. We're not sure.
Okay.
So presently, it was her birthday a couple days yep. ago. And another friend of hers...
posted an
a
Instagram
PR
story.
Person, another PR person.
Oh,
apparently,
she was in
a,
oh,
she's
okay.
in the industry. I don't
okay.
know if she's like. She's just in the industry. That's
okay.
all I know about her. I don't know. I don't know her name exactly. And again, I feel weird bringing in all these people who like aren't
yeah.
internet people technically, but that is the situation. She posted a collage of photos for Pia's birthday. In the dead center of the photo was the picture of Taylor Swift at the Chiefs game. Holding her hands together, smiling, laughing.
Yeah, that, like, iconic.
And Pia is in the background.
Like, on her phone.
On her phone,
yeah.
like, being a PR person. And this friend posted this collage of photos of her, plus this photo in the middle, and put a clown emoji mm. over Taylor Swift's face.
Yeah.
Now. And, oh, and Pia reposted it.
Yes.
On her Instagram story,
yes.
which is why we now have seen it. In the blowback of this, she has since deleted the Instagram
yep.
post or Instagram story. Apparently, allegedly, Dumois said that someone else manages Pia's personal account that only has like 1,000 followers.
That doesn't make any sense.
Not really sure about that.
Yeah.
Pia is now private on mm. Instagram. Unclear whether or not she was before this or
okay.
not. I don't know. I didn't follow her. I'm not sure. And people are saying that she is soft blocking people,
okay.
meaning where she blocks and then you unblock, so they unfollow you, but you're not actually blocked.
Okay.
That's what a soft block is, for those who don't know. And chaos has ensued.
Yeah. It also was interesting because the caption was like, this is our Roman Empire.
Yes.
Like, happy birthday to our whatever, this is our Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you don't know what that means, it's like some, that was like a trending thing on TikTok where like you, it's basically like what you think about like once a week or whatever.
Right. The things you think about the most.
Yeah. And yeah, she said that it was a birthday clown emoji.
The friend. Then later commented on another photo being like, LOL guys, like it's not that deep. Actually, you know what? No, I'm going to read it exactly. Because
right.
I need to read it exactly.
Yeah, we need to start fact checking on
Taylor Watch. Right. I can't just generalize this.
Yeah.
Although I want to.
But
and
it is basically what she said. Was something,
she goes,
yeah.
yeah, her name is Amanda. She says, it's me, hi, was completely innocent to keep attention on Pia's birthday. Wrong choice of B-Day clown emoji. By me, not Pia, nothing but love for Taylor. I can believe that this girl is a Swiftie. I can believe that Pia is a Swiftie. I can also believe that they are two besties who are talking some casual shit behind the scenes and maybe have an inside joke.
Yeah.
And are just being mean a little
bit. I just,
bit.
You know, what I think it is, I really think they're just two. I mean, but it's crazy because they're if this girl is a PR girl too, then that's even wilder.
I don't know if she's PR,
but
she's,
like,
in,
she's in
the
industry. Like, either way.
That's what people are saying.
Like, how do you not know that that's going to be taken in the wrong way?
Gia, explain to me, in any world where the clown emoji means anything
about
but
a birthday,
you're a fucking clown.
No,
like,
literally.
That's it. Or you're a clown, or making fun of you.
Yeah.
Like,
if someone
or
sent me
I'm
the clown emoji, happy birthday with the clown emoji, I'd be like, what the fuck?
I'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
no, literally.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I said in my video yesterday that's on TikTok is I was like, there's no such thing as birthday clown. Obviously, there's a thing as birthday clown, but that's not what's happening
yeah,
here.
Yeah, no.
That's not what's happening here. That's not what it is. And also, so I was very curious about their ages because I wanted to know if there was like a, you know, maybe it's like a mom thing. Thing, we're right. like, moms don't know. And no, they're young.
They're like my age or a little bit older
than
me.
That's what I'm saying. They're younger than me. So they know better than this.
I would never put a clown emoji over someone's face publicly on Instagram.
In any world, because everyone knows that that's disrespectful. Yeah. It's weird and disrespectful. And even if there's a world where they're, you know, no, I just, there is no world where you use the clown emoji without it having some sort of ulterior motive. And this is what it looks like. I'm not saying that this is what they think or what they're doing. To me, it looks like these girls joke around about how everything is all about Taylor. Hmm. People are saying as well that, and this, again, I'm repeating what people are saying.
Yeah.
People are saying that Pia is good friends with Travis's ex-girlfriend. Hmm. People are saying that Pia has a crush on Travis. Okay. That's a lot of people are saying that. I don't know what. They keep referencing like photos of them being like, look at her body language. Like, she so wants him. I think that might just be Weird Swift saying that. Like, don't be weird in that way. But it sounds to me like a little bit of eye roll jealousy and maybe what they thought was like an inside joke that no one would get, being like, the real star of the show is Pia, not Taylor. Like, Pia's making this happen.
Right.
A little big for your britches, thinking that all of a sudden you're – one of your clients is dating a superstar.
Right.
That doesn't automatically mean that you're the star maker, girl.
Yeah.
So I don't know what kind of jokes you're making with your friends in the background.
That's what I feel.
Keep them in the group chat.
Yeah. I feel like that's exactly what it is. Like, they probably thought it was like a funny joke.
Yes.
Got totally taken out of, like, I mean, you're just stupid for posting that.
Really fucking
especially
stupid.
With Taylor Swift. Like,
it's
out of
just
all
so
of
dumb.
The celebrities.
Out of everybody.
Like,
especially right now. And especially, you know, especially too when people are so so on guard. I mean, myself included, I think you too, where we don't want to see this woman get wronged. We don't want to see her hanging out with fucking snakes. And so it sounds like, you know, this girl, right? She used to work for Scooter Braun. All these things pop up and you're like, well, you sound like a fucking snake now. And I don't want to have to be the one to say that about you, but that's how it seems.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And that's really shitty. Like, I don't know. Like, it just, it doesn't add up. It seems... Yeah, it just seems like fucked up shit. It seems like mean shit.
Mm.
You know, people may say that we're taking it too far, but like I said, I posted that video and people are saying I'm not taking it far enough. People are saying I'm not being mean enough. We have Swifty Dave. He's ready to call the army.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he is not fucking around with this. People are really serious.
Yeah.
And I think it's crazy.
I didn't really say anything online about it because I just felt like it might have just been taken out of context. I don't think this girl has something specifically malicious. I think maybe she's like a little salty.
I think she's just being casually bitchy about the biggest pop star in the world.
And it's like,
when it's her job to not be gossiping about her clients and their personal lives.
Yeah, it's
lives
just so silly. Like, what are you doing?
It's just so, it's unprofessional is what it is.
Yeah, totally.
And so unfortunately, this girl really just got so fucked getting caught being unprofessional.
Yeah.
Is what I think really is what's happening here. Now, people on the internet, torches and pitchforks are out wanting her to be fired. What do we think?
I was going to say, one, I wonder if she is going to get fired. And two, I wonder how, like, Travis and Taylor, like, reacted to the whole thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if she got fired. Mm-hmm. But to me, in my head, Taylor sees that and she kind of just, like, doesn't really care.
I can't imagine Taylor
like, I can't imagine
actually
her being, like,
caring.
What the fuck?
Yeah. But I also think that if... See, here's the thing. If I'm Taylor, I'm putting on my Taylor. I got my bangs on. And I'm Taylor now. In my head, I meet this girl. It's my boyfriend's PR person, who I'm already probably a little weary of because I don't trust anybody but my own but tree.
Facts.
And it's hard for me to trust people around me. And all of a sudden, I see something silly and mistake and birthday, you know, whatever. Whoops! And it's kind of implying that you're talking shit about me behind my back.
Yeah.
I'm not loving that.
I feel like she would maybe be like, oh, it's fine.
No,
but
totally.
Like, actually kind of be
pissed. But it's not
pissed.
Fine. Yeah, like, oh, haha, no, totally, I get it.
Yeah.
But like, do I get it?
Yeah.
I'm really trying to see the world where this was an quote unquote honest mistake and not just blatant shit talking got caught.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I just really think that these girls were talking shit, have been talking shit in their own friends talk shit. Okay, friends talk shit about their jobs. They
That's
talk shit about their boss. They talk shit. Doesn't matter who your boss is. Your boss could be Travis Kelce and he could be dating the biggest pop star in the world. You're going to talk shit because it's your boss. Like, it's just that happens all the time. And I'm not going to fault somebody for talking shit about their boss because I've done it. But I do think that to share it publicly and to think that people are so stupid as to not pick up on something like that is just a level of I don't even know.
I completely agree.
And then for her to also say, you know, Dumas is saying, this is what I'll say what they said. Commented on something and said, the post was a repost. Pia did not put the clown emoji over TS's face. It was a birthday post that was reposted by accident by someone who works for Pia. All parties involved realized it was an accident. I don't know why the clown emoji was used originally. Dumas, in my opinion, and again, I'm never trying to catch smoke with Dumas, but yeah. I've said before that I think she has a bad attitude, and I think that she is being weird about this. Like, she, I think, is probably friends with Pia. Like, she must
somebody,
know her.
Yeah, somebody that has 1,200 followers, like, you don't have someone running your Instagram.
No
what?
One's running your personal Instagram reposting birthday wishes for you. Yeah, like, that's just crazy to me. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And if that is true, like, you're abusing your power. Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah, that's
that
wild.
To me is so insane. And how, like, disconnected from reality you are. Yeah, like, that's nuts. But I also think that it's strange that Dumas is not, like, is not even really talking about this or trying to make light of it or what. It makes me wonder, like, what, you know, are they in bed together? But apparently Dumas also had a live last night for their subscribers, and they said, one, that today we should be it's Monday today, so yesterday, now that you're hearing this, at some point in the next 2 days, we should expect a big announcement from both Travis and Taylor. Dumas doesn't know what it's about, but that it's a joint announcement. And in my head, I'm like, what kind of fucking, what joint announcement?
Yeah, I saw your tweet where it's like, what is he going to do, open for
tour? What the fuck joint announcement would they ever have? Yeah. So I guess if they make some kind of joint announcement today, I'll eat my words by the time this comes out. But, like, what the fuck?
I know. I don't know what they would do. But
so that to me sounds a little bit like a distraction. And then they also threw in that apparently Taylor and Travis are going to be dressing up like the Beckhams for Halloween, which
I would love that.
I would love that too. And that's great. We got sports and pop star. It's seamless. Perfect. British. Taylor loves a London boy. So
I wonder if. Travis Kelce's gonna be on Jason. Do you know how the Eagles do like the Christmas album? They did a Christmas album last year.
Oh, it was the funny Christmas album.
Yeah, it was like Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, and Jordan Mailata.
Yeah.
And this year, Travis is on one of the songs.
Really?
So maybe
Taylor be on one of them? I mean, that would be fucking hilarious awesome. I would love that. I mean, she's got Christmas Tree Farm. You know, maybe they do a rendition of Christmas Tree Farm.
Yeah.
Like, Taylor lets them do
it. Yeah, that would be really
funny.
That'd
be honestly hilarious. Yeah. And I would really love that.
Yeah,
that
me too.
That would be so funny. And that would be also a funny announcement. Like, okay. That would make
I mean,
sense.
I doubt that would happen, but that would be really
awesome. That would be a really, really funny. I would like that a lot. Okay, so fingers crossed that that's the announcement and that it's nothing else.
Yeah.
I don't need a surprise engagement. I don't need
a surprise
marriage. Like,
imagine.
Anything. You know what I mean? Like, that, I think the world would turn upside down if that happened.
We would need to record an emergency
podcast.
Yeah,
of course we would. Depending on whatever this announcement is. Like, maybe we need to record an emergency, you know, something. But we'll see.
We'll keep our eyes peeled.
So Dumas is distracting from the drama. Pia has said nothing. Taylor and Travis obviously
have said
nothing.
I feel like they're just going to try to sweep this under the rug. Like,
I think so,
it's
too.
It's just not – the hubbub about it, I think, is just, like, a lot I feel like this girl probably made a really stupid mistake, like you said.
Stupid
like,
mistake, yeah.
Talking shit with her friend, and it ended up getting blown out of proportion. And, like, you're a PR girl. Like, you need to fucking think before you post.
You have to be smarter than that.
And I don't believe for a second that she has someone running her Instagram.
Not for a second, no. Yeah. And I think, really, that, like, unfortunately, because of this, like, past with Scooter Braun, and because of this behavior, and because of, like, this, you know, so blasé and, you know, whatever, I think that, like, people are not going to trust Pia moving forward. Like, she's going to have going to be an uphill battle. I don't know. I think, like, you know, this is bad. She's got to say
it's
something.
It's not a good look at all. And
I don't think
I wouldn't
she can
be
ignore
surprised
this.
If she got fired.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I also just don't think she can ignore this forever. Like, you can't just pretend like that never happened and never post anything, and all of a sudden you're private and whatever. I think maybe she's biding time and she'll post something. All she had to do, I think, was delete it and then write a story, be like, LOL, oh my God, no idea why my stupid fucking friend put a, like throw your friend under the bus. Like, no idea why she put a clown emoji. She's stupid. She thought it was birthday. Like, I don't know. It's dumb as fuck. Like, I love Taylor and she loves Taylor. Like, let's move on. Like, that's it. Acknowledge it and move on.
Yeah,
like,
to,
I don't
like,
understand
go private
this,
and,
the
like,
silence.
Not say anything is kind of stupid.
The soft blocking, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Multiple people told me that. Like, people that had already followed her. So I was like, okay, interesting.
Pia.
I don't know. Pia's on the hot seat. I don't know what's happening. I'm imagining like a like doomsday room setup with like Tree Pain, Pia, Travis, Taylor, Donna Kelsey's there. Like, I don't know, somehow everyone's there.
The new war room. What is it called? Like in
the war room. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like the basement of the, you know, the war room.
Of the Chiefs of Arrowhead Stadium.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The head of the NFL is there. It's falling apart.
Yeah.
Also, though, we never discussed, I don't think, and what people also think that this like emoji thing and that Roman Empire comment was implying is that this is a PR relationship. That's like what everybody keeps like drawing the connection as if Pia is running her mouth telling everyone that this relationship is PR and that she created it and whatever.
Yeah. Wasn't that a thing?
So we didn't, I don't know if we talked about this on here or not.
I don't think we did.
But because it was kind of stupid. I ignored it. And I still am thinking it's stupid and still ignoring it. Mm. However, it's interesting to note that a couple days ago, another influencer duo, I don't know them.
Yeah.
They're very popular. I just don't know them. They were doing a live show, and one of the girls was like, I was getting my makeup done, and the makeup artist is friends with Travis Kelsey's publicist, Pia, and told me that Pia told her that it was a PR relationship.
Yeah, this girl needs to fucking shut her mouth.
Shut your mouth, girl. You got to stop talking about your client to people.
Yeah, what the
makeup
hell?
Makeup artists, don't tell something to a makeup artist.
Yeah, that, makeup,
their job is to gossip.
Yeah,
their job is to gossip and you know, make things interesting to pass the time while she's doing your makeup.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I love gossip from makeup artists, but I'm not taking it as facts, although I don't think they're lying, but I do think that, like,
take it with a grain of salt.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
I also think that, the lesson that we're learning here is that Pia needs to stop running her mouth if she is so, if she is doing that. Like, if that's what's happening, it sounds kind of crazy. And again, if I find out that this girl's like 26, 27, no doubt in my mind that she's running her mouth and she thinks that she's hot shit right
now. Yeah, totally.
Like, if she's 30, I will be more disappointed in the stupidity. But if she's mid to late 20s, you know.
The older... I feel like she would, if she's a little bit older, like, it would make sense if she didn't get the whole clown emoji thing.
Totally. I was wanting her to be like 40. Like, if she was 40, I'd be like, okay, maybe her and her friends are just really actually stupid. Like, they just don't get it.
Because my mom like uses like emojis and she's
my
like,
mom today,
I don't know.
Listen to this, you'll die. My mom, so I have a newsletter coming out. You'll see more about that later. I'm making a little video about it today. I got too excited and I posted the link to sign up on my Instagram stories last night, but I have like a proper video coming out. And I, my mom texts me this morning and goes, I signed up for your newsletter and then put an upside down smiley face. And I went,
Yeah.
And I said, LMAO, thank you. And she goes, funny? And I said, your upside down smiley seems like you're hesitant about it. And she goes, you need therapy. I thought it was playful.
That's hilarious.
I said, that's what the upside down smiley means. You need therapy. So then we just, you know what I mean? Like, so if it's something like you don't know, it's like, it's an ambiguous. Like, if I do an upside down emoji or upside down smiley,
it means you're like, I guess so.
Sure. Like, okay, here we go. Like, that's the vibe. Clown emoji means one thing and one thing only. So we can't pretend like we don't know what it means.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
My mom, I wish I could find the tweets, but my mom has been on a absolute Taylor defending rampage recently. I wish I could find them, but I forget what her Twitter name is. But she's been replying to like Kevin.
Everyone, my mom does
like
the same
thing. Like so many people being like, just fighting the good fight.
My mom
and
does
I'm
the
like,
same.
Hell yeah! I'm glad that she's on board. She's like, I just love these two. Like they just are the best couple ever.
That's sweet.
Defending both of them. Yeah, it's very sweet. It's very funny.
That's really nice. Yeah, moms have her back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People have her back. And like I said, we just don't want to see anybody talking shit, even if it's in a joke way with your besties. Keep it, like I said, keep it in the group chat.
Yeah,
if you want to talk shit, we're not putting the embargo on talking shit. We're just saying be careful where you're talking shit because you will catch smoke if you're not fire or if you're not afraid of the fire. So that's that, I think.
Yeah,
story developing. We will see what else happens. I don't think anything else happened really in terms of news this weekend apart from the album itself. So want to just get into talking about the album?
Yeah, let's do it.
Initial thoughts.
Amazing, show stopping, never been done before.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. Awesome.
Yes.
Brought tears to my eyes.
Transcendent.
Yeah. Yeah. Iconic. Legendary.
Absolutely earth shattering.
Yeah. There's been some discourse on my TikTok of people being like, I don't like this one. Like,
okay, well, we've officially found the people without ears because I'm sorry.
It's like,
objectively, it's the best re-record. It's the best re-record.
No doubt in my
it
mind.
It sounds unbelievable. And that was the first thing I noticed about it. So, of course, Thursday night, you were dancing the town away.
Yes.
At Tyler Cameron's charity event, which I was very jealous of. So fun. It looked amazing. Congrats on the raffle.
Thanks.
Very fun. But I was, on the couch, you know, at the stroke of 12, waiting to, in the dark with my Harry Potter candles on the ceiling. And I turned it on, listened to it. First listen, I, of course, listened to Slut first.
Yeah, same.
I thought it was slower than I anticipated.
Not what I thought it was going to sound like.
I listened to that first, and then I listened to the rest of the vault tracks.
Yeah.
Then I ran right up to Clean.
Okay.
And then, that is where I realized that this was going to be the album that sounded the best.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's the, maybe it's like advanced technology or like synth or sound or something.
Yeah,
but
they just,
the sounds are truly incredible. I've now listened to it in, off my computer. I listened to it in a car. Mm-hmm. I listened to it on a proper like Bang & Olufsen speaker.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that I have never heard it sound so good.
Jack Antonoff put his whole into
He did
into this album.
Yeah, he did.
The production is so clean, so crisp. The vocals are fucking insane.
They
Her
are
voice
perfect.
Sounds so good at every single song.
Yeah.
I
most of the songs I think are better than the original.
Totally.
Which I have not said about any of the other albums. Yeah. Whenever I listen to the re-records, in my head I'm like, I hope it sounds a lot like the original, just so I'm not thrown off when singing along with it, or so it doesn't remind me of the old one, or whatever. Like, I want to just feel like I'm listening to the same song, and I want it to be basically a carbon copy. Never have I wished for them to sound better, because I just always thought that they sounded fine.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized what I was missing until I heard this.
Yeah.
And I, like, Welcome to New York, the opening of Welcome to New York,
dude,
like, blew my dick off. Like, it sounds unbelievable. And again, we're not like musical savants or anything, but you can tell the difference and the care that went into it and the time that I'm sure it took them to make this as perfect as it is.
I would never put on Welcome to New York. Like last week.
No.
Like I would, or ever since I've become a Swiftie, I would, like, it's just not my favorite song. Even Shake It Off, like, it's
Shake
just
It Off
not.
Sounds awesome.
And
it
yeah.
somehow also seems less like,
less like cheesy kind
yes.
of.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I was listening to it and I was like, this is just a good ass song. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't feel, it's less, I don't want to say robotic, because I never felt the original was robotic, but listening to the Taylor's version, it feels a lot more loose and a lot more fun somehow. Like, we're all just having fun. Like, this is all just a cool thing. It's less of like a, you know, I need to think about, or like, I'm sending a message. Like, we're not sending a message with this. We're having a good ass time, and we're just dancing to this good song.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I want to go down my little, the track list.
Like you said, I was at the Foundation, so.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was drinking, and we were out, and then I realized it was like 12:15, and I was like, okay, like, I got to go home and listen to it. I was trying to listen to it at the bars. Like, I can't hear it.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to do. I've tried to do it. I did that with Red.
I was drunk in the car ride home listening to Slut, and I literally could not stop crying.
Yeah.
I was inebriated, but I was just like, oh my God, I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Then I went into my bed and put my headphones on, listened to the vault tracks, and I was literally like dancing with my eyes closed in my bed.
Yep.
And then I fell asleep and then woke up, listened to the whole album. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe what I'm listening to.
It was really something else.
Yeah.
My drug of choice was a little bit of marijuana.
Okay.
I smoked a little bit of weed. I let everybody know ahead of time that if I was being dramatic, that was the reason.
Yeah.
And that all dramatic statements would be. Oh, something crazy is going on outside. Oh. All dramatic statements would be subject to change within 24 hours if necessary. And turns out I feel exactly the same as I did when I was
high. I feel like when you smoke and listen to music, you can hear everything.
Yes,
it just made it better.
Hear
that, like,
it made
drum
it even
beat.
Better.
Yeah, yeah.
And but I still felt the same the next day.
Yeah.
And so obviously, like I said, listen to the vault tracks first.
Yeah.
I think that as far as the original tracks.
Yeah.
The ones that sound the best to me, Welcome to New York sounded insane. Blank Space, I think, sounds better than the original.
I agree.
The way she hits the the boys only want love till it's torture. Boys only want love. And she sings it like that too. Love.
Yeah.
And I love how she did that.
I Know Places.
I Know Places is like, fucking amazing. Yes. It was so good. Like, it's just so good. I Know Places. This Love was great. Clean is great.
Clean was beautiful. Clean to me.
All You Had to Do Was Stay.
Yes.
Fucking hit.
Yeah.
Like, they just,
I Wish You Would.
I Wish You Would. Mm.
But to me, Clean had a little, it was like more upbeat kind of, you know
it
what I
mean?
It
was a little more like sparkly.
Yeah.
Like I felt like if I were to describe it, it would be sparklier. But I still cried at the exact time that I cry every time I hear Clean. So the emotions are still there.
Yeah.
And I do think that it, maybe just the sound of it, it's more positive than like, I'm sad to be losing this. It's like, I'm finally clean. Like, I feel good.
Yeah.
But the emotions are still there and you can tell that it was a journey. And I do think that that the sound really, really lends itself to the lyrics. And it's amazing. New Romantics, I was loving.
New Romantics is such a fucking banger.
It is a banger. And it's never really been my, you know, it was on the original deluxe version. And I wasn't so obsessed with it, not because I didn't like it, but just because it wasn't like at the forefront of my brain ever, because it was on the, you know, deluxe version. And I just was always stuck on the original. I also appreciate the fact that she did put out a deluxe version at 8 a.m. the following day, even though I fucking waited up until 3 a.m. just in case. I was like really anxious for something around, I don't know what
time. Everyone was saying that there would be like a whole other album with a bunch of collabs.
Yeah, like a double drop, right? Like a double drop,
I don't
like whatever.
Anything
people
on TikTok
are always
anymore.
Saying this fucking shit. And I get got every time.
Yeah.
I always get got. But Taylor Nation, you know, Tree Nation, tweeted out at like 1:45 a picture or lyrics being like TikTok on the clock, which is a lyric from, I think, Suburban Legends. You were too polite to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
TikTok on the clock, not made down your block.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Suburban Legends?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
And with a picture of the coffee cup, 5 minutes to 12, one hand on the 8 and one hand on the 2 for, you know, black fingernail on the 2, blue fingernail on the 8. Now that I'm thinking about it, at 8 a.m., the deluxe version did come out.
Yes.
So that maybe that was that.
Makes sense.
But I waited up. I was like 2 o'clock. Oh, my God. Held my breath at 2. Nothing happened. Thinking Reputation was about to fucking drop. Like,
oh, my God.
I really thought that. And then I waited till 3. Nothing.
Yeah.
And then I woke up with a start at 8:30 being like, I missed it.
Yeah.
And it was deluxe version. One track, Bad Blood
featuring
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
And I'm thrilled about that because I love the Bad Blood featuring Kendrick Lamar version.
I know. I was kind of shocked. I mean, it's like, doesn't make really much sense to me to release a whole deluxe version with just one track, but I mean, hey.
I thought more were coming.
Yeah,
I was
me too.
Like, oh, we got Kendrick first, and then maybe throughout the day she'll drop like, you know, 10 more.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
Yeah.
But I also think that I'm glad that they did that because I would have really missed that version.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I really liked it at the time. The music video obviously was amazing. Like, and he sounds great on it too. Like, he was really into it. And especially because we have the We Forgive, We Forget, But We Never Let It Go
in
the concert. How could you not have the re-record with Kendrick?
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled that they did that. Happy about the drop. I still was convinced that we were getting more, and I'm just surprised that we didn't.
Yeah.
Should we talk about our favorite Vault tracks?
Yeah.
Is it over now?
What a fucking song.
What a song.
Yeah.
First listen, I was like, okay, this is just like Out of the Woods Part 2.
Yeah. Right, the beginning sounds just like Out of the Woods.
Right, and the chorus even.
Yeah.
I feel like they could, if somebody remixed those two songs, they would just overlap and like fit seamlessly into each other. Like kind of how, like I now can't listen to the original All Too Well because I know All Too Well 10-minute version too well.
Yeah.
So I can't just sing All Too Well. Like I will launch into 10-minute version like, I don't know when to cut it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So automatically I start singing the 10-minute version. If you were to mash up Out of the Woods and Is It Over Now and put them together, I think that it would become like an All Too Well 10-minute version thing where I can't separate the two. Like they're two, they to me sound so similar in terms of lyrics and everything, but different enough that like they obviously are different songs.
Yeah.
But, you know, pray for Harry Styles.
Dude.
Huh? Pray for Harry Styles.
I couldn't even believe. I mean.
Absolutely dragged filth.
I was 15 or so when this album came out, and I knew that her and Harry Styles, you know, had a thing, were dated or whatever. In my
it
mind,
seems very casual. The dating, their dating does, besides all these songs and emotions and everything, the timeline of their relationship and all of the like activities they did together seem very much like, you know, maybe they weren't ever exclusive, but they had like a love story together. You know.
I don't know. I went down this really deep dive yeah. on Twitter of like this whole timeline of their relationship, and it went on way longer than I thought it did.
It was definitely a long time. I think that's yeah. the same thing where it was like pictures of them and like different stuff they did.
Yeah,
or
and like they went to like the whole like blue dress on a boat. Like
yeah.
she left like a vacation with him because like they got into a fight or something.
Oh, that I didn't know yeah. that's what it was. I thought she was just like on a boat with him.
Yeah, no, she like was photographed like sitting alone. It was apparently
I know the photo. Yeah. Photo, which is like, so nuts.
Yeah, and I think that their relationship was like a lot more toxic. Than, totally. Like what
so that's
I
why
thought at least like I thought they just dated for a couple months
yes
and that's it, but apparently they like were on and off like for a really long time.
That is why I think that maybe there was they never got to that like serious point
yeah
because they were like so toxic and on yeah. and off for a while. And I think it was definitely I mean obviously it was you know steamy, it was passionate
yeah.
of a relationship, whether you know passion can be true in toxicity as well as love.
Yeah.
And I think that this what passionate is a good way to describe yeah. the relationship the two of them had. But what I didn't remember or realize was that when they first started talking, it sounded like they were talking, they were hanging out, they were dating, maybe they got seen out together a couple times, they're being flirty in interviews about yeah. each other, whatever. And then Harry goes to Australia and makes out with some girl.
Yeah.
Your new girl is my clone.
Yep.
That's a line.
If you have blue eyes, then I'll surmise that,
she'll
probably
date
her.
And which, wow. Yeah, you're searching every model's bed for something greater, baby.
The model part, over. Bro. Yeah. My jaw literally dropped.
Bed for something greater, baby. Was it over? Would you lay down on your couch? Was it over when he unbuttoned my blouse? And what's that about?
I know.
Who's unbuttoning her blouse? So that's what makes me think. Maybe that's a little bit of foul play. Like, not foul play, but maybe they both
yes.
were like, he's fucking around, and maybe she's like, okay, well, two can play that game, and maybe she's, you know, getting her blouse unbuttoned.
What is the song
in the corner?
Where she's like, what's the song where she's like, I think it's on 1989, I'm pretty sure, where she's like, oh, like, you did something, but like, I did something too. It's like, maybe it was I Knew You Were Trouble. Oh, it's not I Knew You Were Trouble, but it was.
She has a lot of songs like that, though, where she becomes a little self-aware. Sorry, I just screamed for some reason. And
is
she,
it Style?
She becomes a little self-aware about her. I don't want to say. I'm trying to use the right word. She's a little self-aware about the fact that she is not like always innocent when it comes to the relationship part. Like she's petty. Like
yeah.
she will admit to being petty and doing petty things.
Yeah, it's Style. She said, I heard you've been out and about with some other girl. He
yeah.
says what you heard is true, but I can't stop thinking about you. And I said, I've been there too a few times.
Yeah, I've been there too a few times. Right.
So like,
I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
Like I've been a little shady myself.
Yeah.
I've been
so
a shady
like,
lady.
If you're gonna go do it, then so am I.
Which we've all been a shady
yeah.
lady at one point in time.
Obviously.
You know what I mean? Like I would say almost exclusively I'm a shady lady. So like I understand what this is like. And I also think that being self-aware of your shadiness is mature.
Yeah.
So
totally.
And I'm not saying it excuses that behavior, but it is mature. And it yeah. sounds like this blonde woman, you know, that my favorite was that I heard that he, like, before the photos got around or, like, before she could see the photo or something, he called her and was like, hey, I just want you to know that there's, like, a photo going around
right.
of me.
Like, I kissed her goodbye.
I was just kissing her goodbye. And the photos is, like, a passionate makeout.
Yeah,
I'm like, you
so
fucking
funny.
Idiot. Like, don't try to gaslight
yeah.
the paparazzi photo before she's even seen it.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
And like,
so dumb. I love Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
love. But it's cracking me up thinking about these, like, essential teenagers.
They were
so
young.
Taylor was, like, early 20s. Harry was probably even earlier 20s, maybe
yeah.
like a 19-year-old situation.
Yeah.
Like their age difference is a little, it's like 4 or 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
And so, like hilarious to think about. But the lines that I think are most interesting from Is It Over Now, the points where she starts talking about, I think of jumping off of tall buildings.
Yeah.
I think of jumping off a very tall something.
Yeah.
Just to see you come running.
Yeah.
And say the one thing I've been wanting,
but no. I love that.
Which I love too. But right there, right after that part where she's like, but no, I'll be out of the woods. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like you could launch right into it. Like there's so many parallels in the songs.
That line is so fucking relatable.
It's so relatable.
Like
I am willing to do literally anything to get your attention and to get
no,
the attention from you that I want.
Yes,
like you're
totally.
Not giving me enough attention. The amount of, I wish I could search in my phone.
Like, I would literally, like, be wondering in my head, like, should I, like, go to the hospital so I could, like, get his attention?
Not
literally.
Enough. Enough attention. I'm searching in my thing. How many times conversations see all? Not getting enough attention. Have I typed that?
Yeah.
Not getting enough attention. Oh, no. It's coming up, but it also is coming up. Not getting enough compliments. Yeah. Not getting enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't have enough awareness. Like, there's a lot of things coming up in my thing, but that is something that I am constantly complaining about.
Oh, totally.
Not getting enough attention. Yeah. So this situation is extremely relatable.
Yeah. It also reminded me of Kristen Stewart in New Moon, or Bella Swan in New Moon,
oh,
when
she's
like constantly like doing dangerous things to get Edward's attention.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
She like, gets on the fucking
bike. She literally jumps off
fucking,
a cliff.
Yeah, she jumps off a cliff. When she gets on the back of that fucking bike, stranger's bike from like in like a back alley.
Yeah.
He's like basically like, hey little girl, wanna get on this bike? Yeah. And she's like, yes.
Yeah.
And just to get please.
Doing whatever you can.
That is so you're right.
Yeah.
That is so New Moon coded. I think that I just appreciate the drama with that. But I do think that there are so many direct call-outs to Harry Styles.
Oh, so Harry Styles.
The blue dress on the yacht, obviously. The model.
The red blood, white snow.
Red blood, white snow.
That's like the hit the brakes too soon, 20 stitches in the hospital room.
Yep.
Broken
arm, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, the snowmobile incident.
Yep. My favorite are the memes that are like, 1989 Taylor's version, colon, and it's like, he was fucking around and he can't drive or like he can't drive and he's fucking other women. Like that's what 1989 Taylor's version is all about. Hilarious. And
yeah. 1989 is so situationship coded, I feel like.
Yes, 100%. Which is why I think that like her relationship with Harry was very much a situationship, which I think is another reason why we can just kind of like roll our eyes and blow it off. Like no one's gonna hate Harry Styles.
No,
we
I
do
love
not
him
hate
to death.
We love Harry. Yeah. We love everything
and
he does.
They're friends now. Like they
they're
see each other at the
now.
Grammys.
It's
they
all
say
fine.
Hi. Yeah.
There's no need. Like nobody's coming for him either. Like I don't think anybody's like.
No
one has energy for Harry like they did for like Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
One has that energy for anybody like that.
I think it's this is just why like it cements my love for Taylor Swift so much. People like always ask me like why do you love her so much, and it's just because like every time she drops something, I'm like, this is my life. Like,
I know.
How did she have these songs that are directly correlating with something that's going on in my life?
It's, Gia, I say this, I've said this for years. Years I've said this. And it is still to this day blowing my mind.
Yeah.
And she is even putting out songs presently, and we can move into the next song that I want to bring up, which is tied for number one for me, Now That We Don't Talk.
Mm.
This is a Vol track song that I'm sure was written in 2013, 14, 15, whenever she wrote these songs at that time. I can apply it, in retrospect, I can apply it, and I can apply it to things happening in my life right now. Like,
same.
It's kind of insane
how
she just knows
what
is relatable, and she understands the human experience.
Yeah.
And to me, I think is what makes it so exciting.
Yeah.
Like, and especially being a fan,
I needed
it's just
that
so exciting.
Those situationship coded songs, and she gave them to me.
I needed something a little petty now that we don't talk.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I fucking love that song.
Like, oh. My God.
Say Don't Go is excellent as well. People are, do you, is Say Don't Go everything you hoped it would be? Isn't that the one that you were most excited for, right?
Mm-hmm. It was, I just saw a tweet that was like, it was apparently Clean and This Love inspired.
Right.
Which the beginning, it kind of does sound like Clean a little
bit. It totally
bit.
Does, yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's so funny. I just watched a TikTok, but it's like Taylor's lyrics and it's like the knife emoji, the broken heart emoji, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like Taylor's beat and it's like hearts and like sparkles because it is such a fun song, but the lyrics are so good. It's like, how does it go again? It's like, say,
don't go.
It's like,
twist. I would wait forever if you say.
Why'd you, why'd
you have to lead me on? Why'd you have to twist the knife? Walk away and leave me bleeding.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
And it's like, that.
Why'd you whisper in the night?
Yeah, just to leave me
in
the dark.
Just to leave me in the dark.
Yeah. Why'd you whisper in the dark just to leave me in the night?
Just to leave me in the night. Let you keep me screaming, screaming. This is new. This is brand new.
Yeah.
How about us knowing the lyrics already, though?
I know.
I'm proud of us. I know.
Well, I've been
listening
to it nonstop. But
so
like that, when I listened to it, that was the second song after Slut. And I was like, does she read my brain? Like, she must have been in my brain.
It really is great. And I will say that song, I know for me, I love it. I think it's excellent. I know that when I need that song, it's going to hit right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't in this present moment need that song. and I don't want to dip back into old feelings, so I can like,
yeah,
I can like understand the emotions behind it at the moment. But I know that when I need it, it's going to be there. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The ending.
I'm so excited.
I just love when it like slows down. Mm-hmm. It's like, why'd you have to make me want you? Why'd you have to?
Wait, and give nothing back.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Why'd
you
make me want you? And then it's like, I said I love you. Yeah, yeah. You say nothing back.
Silence.
Why'd you have to? Yes, so. Oh, I have chills. It's that. Yeah. Walk away and leave me bleeding, bleeding. So freaking good.
Unbelievable.
I literally was like, I was
doing the same. You said that you were in your headphones, like doing this.
Yes.
I was dancing. The only way to dance to 1989 is
literally like a white
wacky
woman.
Wacky waving, inflatable arm filling tube.
A white woman on like a 5 milligram gummy.
No, 100%. That is how you do it. Yeah.
I was. Obviously
legs up, like the whole
out and about on Friday night, and I don't know, I had some drinks and I came home and it was like 2 a.m. whatever, and I literally put on my headphones to go get a water bottle at the bodega, and I was full on like like delicate dancing in the street to Say Don't Go, and then I posted like a TikTok of me like literally
I was like on the subway this morning, I was like Jay-Z bopping to I forget what I was to Now That We Don't Talk. I was like holding on to the subway thing, and I was like, I don't have to pretend I like acid rock, looking around me like, you guys don't even know what I'm listening to right now.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even understand the masterpiece that's happening right now in the subway in my ears.
Yeah, I couldn't, can't help but move.
To be on a mega yacht. With important men who think important thoughts. Seems maybe I am better off now that we don't talk.
Yes, so good.
I caught my mom. She said that it was for the best. For the best.
Yes, so good. It's just and I love the new TikTok trend that's coming with that. And it's like turning it into your own version. So they'll be like, now that we don't talk, and then like it'll add your own thing. Like, I don't have to pretend that I like blah blah blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or this
I don't have
that.
To. Yeah, yeah, right, right,
yeah,
right.
It's very funny.
Oh my god, what's a good one for me? I'm trying to think. Think of one for you. What's a good one? What's a shady
god,
thing we can say?
So many. I don't have to pretend that I like that. I think you're a good DJ.
No, honestly, Gina, same. That's also mine. I don't have to pretend like I think you have a good taste in music. Exactly. Oh my god. That's spot
that's
on.
So
that's
funny.
Spot
oh my
the
god.
Fuck on.
Yeah.
Yes, that's our mutual exclusive one.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Yeah.
Nothing is worse than the fucking DJ boyfriend. Like nothing
like,
is worse than the DJ boyfriend
you,
who just
you're
thinks
just you're just pressing play, bro.
Bro. Yeah. Like you're not Avicii. Yeah. I know you think you are, but you're not. You're not.
So
rest in peace.
Funny.
Rest
oh
in
my
peace.
God.
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious, Gia. That is exactly the same. I'm trying to think of another one too. I don't have to pretend. I don't know. I don't have to pretend I care about anything you say.
No,
like,
literally.
I think it's like that's really just the vibe, I think. And so I love it for that. Excellent song.
Yeah.
Suburban Legends, I think, is a good song. I nailed it. I said that it was gonna be Dave's favorite.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah.
As soon as you put a year in there, I think that he's on board.
Yeah, listen, no shade.
No shade.
But I knew.
I knew it. It's the last on my list. I love
it
still.
I think that's what makes Dave a great Swiftie
is
he appreciates those songs like that, because I just really don't. Like,
yes.
Those.
I like them.
I like
them. I'm not like crying on the floor, smashing the ground, listening to them.
I need like a little bit more of a deep cut, like, you know, and I like a love story with a song or like, you know, a woman scorn type of thing. And
totally agree.
Suburban Legends is very cute. I like the idea of it. Mm-hmm. I'm a suburban legend myself.
I'm also a suburban legend, yeah.
But
I'll say this, Gia. I think that all of the like hometown type songs, with the exception of Tis the Damn Season, which I love. Mm. I think that they, because she has a lot of songs that are like hometown-ish, like go home and like, you know, hang out and whatever. I don't really have, and I don't want this to come across wrong, shout out Flemington, New Jersey, I don't have that connection with my hometown.
Mm, okay.
I don't, like, I love my high school friends, I have, like, that, whatever, but she talks about her hometown as if it's, like, a place that she likes to go back to, and she likes to kind of relive the memories and whatever. I do not feel that way. All I wanted to do was get the fuck out. Yeah. So I don't want really to, like, you know, it's pulling teeth for me to go home. I love to visit my parents and see my parents or whatever. But, like, driving around Flemington, God forbid I run into somebody I know. Like, I'd rather die. Yeah. Like, no offense to Flemington, but, like, I'd rather die.
Like, I have, a love-hate relationship with Chatham, New Jersey. So, I do like, you know, like, the Never Grow Up type songs.
Totally. I love a Never Grow Up, yes. Yeah. It's more like, really, this song is what brought it home. Yeah. I'm trying to think of another example. Like, even...
Long Live is... Long Live is good,
because that's, like, a fan... That, I think about fans, though.
Yeah.
And then, Dorothea.
Yeah.
That kind of song. Like, I like that song, but I don't understand the perspective, because it's, like, in my head, Dorothea, or the person who's singing about Dorothea is, like, kind of lame. Like, you know, like, you're stuck in your hometown.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, stars in your eyes shine brighter in Tupelo. It's like, what are we doing in Tupelo? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just something about it. Like, I just... my emotions kind of cut off there.
Yeah,
so
I
can't get into it emotionally as I can other things. Yeah. And so that's how I feel. But the song is good. It's definitely catchy. Mm. It gets stuck in your head. Like, I found myself singing it this morning while I was getting ready. Like, a snippet of it got caught in my head. I was singing it, whatever. So we still love the song. It's just certainly not my favorite in terms of all re-recorded Vault tracks.
Yeah.
It's not. There are many that are like,
Do you think this is the strongest Vault tracks that she's released?
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think I'm ready to say I was hesitant, but I think
know,
I'm ready to say
it. I know, it's just hard though.
Ugh. Well, we didn't talk about Slut properly.
Yeah, sure.
So, Slut is...
did not sound anything like I thought it was going to.
I thought it was going to be like Blank Space, sister-y vibe.
Yeah, me too.
But I love the direction that it went in, because I do think that it's so sweet that... that she is so in love and she's so willing to devote herself to whatever this is, that it's whatever people say about her, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Like, who cares what they say? Mm-hmm. We're in this together and that's it. You know what I mean? So I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
The lyrics are amazing.
Yeah, I love the pre-chorus where it's like, got love struck, went straight to my head.
Got love sick all over my bed.
Yeah, I love that part.
It's great. It's
so
really cute.
It's really beautiful. Like, it's so glittery gel
and
pen.
If I'm all dressed up, they might as well be looking at us. And if they call me a slut, it might as well be worth it for once. And if I'm gonna be drunk,
oh yeah,
I might as well be drunk in love.
Yeah, oh, so good.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very
and I like
beautiful.
The drunk in love, like, shout out. Like, because, you know, I know that, like, Beyonce doesn't have the, like, the rights to the term drunk in love.
Yeah, but, like, you always think about her with that.
Right, you always think about her, and you know that, like, that's... another thing that probably kind of feeds into it. Like, I don't know. It's just,
I wonder if when she went
song.
To the premiere, Taylor was like, hey, by the way, like, my new Vault
track.
Like,
right? Yeah. Or even, like, send it to her. Like, you inspired me.
You know,
I don't know. Like, it's, I really like that. And I like the direction that it is. It's a very, like, warm, cuddly song.
Yeah.
That is kind of like, fuck the world. We're together. I don't care what they have to say.
Yeah.
We're going to do us.
Yeah.
And that's it. So I really like that vibe.
Did you see that? I don't know if I saw it on Twitter again. I get all my sources from Twitter, but.
Of course.
I guess
the most reliable source on the internet, Twitter.
I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently, like, she was deciding between Blank Space.
Oh,
and
I saw
Slut.
That too. I blogged that. The internet says that she, on the original 1989, the choice was between this
Blank
song,
Space
Slut, and Blank Space. And she ended up going with Blank Space, obviously.
Yeah.
Which was the right choice.
Totally the right choice.
I mean, Slut, for sure.
Yeah, but it's not a single the way that Blank Space
is. It's not
a single
the way that Blank Space was. It also does not pack a punch like Blank Space did.
No. But, I mean, imagine. Getting Blank Space now and being like, what the hell?
If Blank Space came out now, I think I'd like
lose your mind.
I don't know what I would do. Like, I would have to I'd like cut my arms off or something, like, out of, you know what I mean? Like, I'd have like a physical reaction to that song.
Because
when that song did come out at the time, I had like a very physical reaction to that song. I was like, holy fuck, I love this song.
Yeah.
This song kind of it speaks to me personally in like a sing-song way, but also a personal way.
Yeah.
Like, people think I'm crazy. Like, whatever. And I think that would be, it would set the world on fire.
Yeah, totally,
It would be the number one, far and away, best
Vault
track that's
ever
been released.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that we didn't ever have to wait. We didn't have to live the last 10 years of our lives without Blank Space, because I think my life would be drastically different without it.
Yeah.
Like I said last week, I think we were talking about it when I said that I've watched the Blank Space video. Like, it's one of those things where, oh, I haven't watched the Blank Space video in a couple weeks. Let's turn it on.
Yeah.
Get a refresher. And So it's just one of her best songs, like, of all time.
Oh, so good.
So thank God that it made the original. Yeah. Because that would be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
None of these... I'm glad that all these songs are vault tracks. I don't like the idea of any of the original songs on any of the albums either being replaced or removed for any of the ones that we've gotten in the vault tracks so far.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are worthy of replacing anything.
Because... the ones that were decided originally, they tell the story that was intended to be told.
Yeah.
And now we're just getting a little more color in the stories. And I love that. I love to learn more information. I love to feel like we're just hearing more details.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the stories as they were intended.
And it adds, like, a new view to the album. Like, I think some of these vault tracks, like, added a new perspective of, like, her relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you assume it's with Harry Styles, whatever, but, like, it adds, like, a whole new perspective, I think.
Completely.
Also, did you see that people are speculating that Slut is about Alexander Skarsgård?
I saw something like that, but I was confused.
Yeah.
Because what did she do with him?
The Giver.
The Giver.
Yes. And people think that Wildest Dreams is also
about him?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a,
like,
twist.
The movie star, like.
Right.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah, and, like, the music video is, like, basically.
How old is Alexander Skarsgård? And I'll tell you something right fucking now.
He's so hot.
Beyond.
Yeah.
Like, if Alexander Skarsgård gets to come onto the pantheon of, like.
Yeah, of, like.
Alexander. Like, he's got a funny name.
Yeah, they spell it weird, though. The Skarsgård.
Oh, no, he spells it normal. He spells Alexander. Oh. And then Skarsgård is just S-K-A-R. S-G-A-R-D with a little thing over the A.
Yeah,
he's 47.
Oh.
Interesting. Taylor is obviously 33, turning 34.
Hmm.
So I am unsure.
When was The Giver? 2012?
The Giver was a long time ago. Because that's right. I was looking all this up as well. And
I was
really confused by these, like, how people even, like, made these connections. Or, like,
2014.
Oh, so literally at the time of this. At the time of this album.
Yeah.
But this album would have already been out, no?
Well, the movie takes way longer to film, you know?
So
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
That would be nuts.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, and I will say, I don't like to say it just because, you know, she made it that whole statement, like, you know, you post something and people will immediately
speculate.
Assume.
Yes, yes, yes.
But
yes,
just because
yes.
You're seeing photograph with this guy, and
right.
I don't want to be like that.
No,
but it the stars are aligned, you know.
But
like
also,
girly
girl, let's talk about this, Gia. Maybe it's a fantasy, and she thought about it.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
Because we know our girl loves to storytell.
Yeah,
we know she loves to make stuff up. This is a thing that I for the.
Because who wouldn't fantasize about
it? I will eventually write a book in my life, and it will be a combination of real things that have happened to me and also exaggerated versions of what has happened to me. Because sometimes the story that I made up in my head is just more interesting than what happened in real life.
Totally.
And sometimes you can write a song about a romp in the hay with a movie star on the Giver, on the set of The Giver, without it actually having happened.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
And Wildest Dreams kind of gives that vibe.
It totally does.
Like, it seems like a daydream type of.
Definitely.
Yeah,
even
song.
Even like the tone of it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And,
like,
so I'm all for. Or the fake things, but
wait.
Actually, now that you brought this up, I can't believe that we haven't.
But I think
said this before now.
But I think Slut is just like a little bit too like real of a relationship for it to be about him per se.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. It's a really beautiful
it seems
song.
Very
and I don't wanna,
very
like,
lovey.
Yeah, I don't want to speculate. And,
no. But you know, God forbid that there are worse people.
Yeah.
The reason 1989 came out. Those who received the CDs already or have received
vinyls
already, see the prologue, the long-ass prologue that she wrote. And I'm not going to read that, but I will read these two paragraphs. Mm. And I think that they're important to this. And it goes exactly about what we were just saying, about speculation, about whatever. And so, and she's gagged us all. So take a good listen, okay? It says, you see, in the years preceding this, I had become the target of slut shaming, the intensity and relentlessness of which could be criticized and called out, which would be criticized and called out if it happened today. The jokes about my amount of boyfriends, the trivialization of my songwriting as if it were a predatory act of a boy crazy psychopath, the media co-signing this narrative, I had to make it stop because it was starting to really hurt. Facts. It became clear to me that For me, there was no such thing as casual dating or even having a male friend who you platonically hang out with. If I was seen with him, it was assumed I was sleeping with him. Mm. And so I swore off hanging out with guys, dating, flirting, or anything that could be weaponized against me by a culture that claimed to believe in liberating women, but consistently treated me with the harsh moral codes of the Victorian era. Being a consummate optimist, I assumed I could fix all of this if I simply changed my behavior. I swore off dating and decided to focus only on myself, my music, my growth, and my female friendships. If I only hung out with my female friends, people couldn't sensationalize or sexualize that, right? I would learn later on that people could and people would.
The Gaylors.
Devastating. The Gaylors are gagged. The Gaylors are fucking gagged.
Yeah.
And good, you know? Yeah. Good. We should all...
It's crazy.
Shame on us all. Shame on us all. I'm not going to act like I've been innocent. I have definitely said, or, you know, maybe even hoped for a loving, wistful, you know, in the secret wings kind of relationship with any of those hot ass girls she was hanging out with. But that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Just because you're hanging out with girls doesn't mean that you're dating. Just because you're hanging out with guys doesn't mean you're dating.
Yeah.
And Taylor is correct in the vein of, anything that she did was sexualized and sensationalized to a point that was so out of control that I can't believe that it was allowed.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up. And so everybody can just lock your mouth, throw away the key.
Yeah.
Shut it up.
I can't imagine how frustrating that must be as a girl.
Totally.
Because, I mean, I even see that, like, just in, like, in my personal life, like, I'll post, like,
You deal with this a lot, actually.
Yeah, I'll post, like, a video of my guy friend, whatever, and then, like, it's automatically, like, oh, my God, is that your boyfriend, whatever? Mm-hmm. But it's, like, and it's just, like, no, like, you're allowed to have friends that are guys. It's so, I can't imagine what it's like on the media scale all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just, it's crazy to me. And it is so true with her. Like, every single person that she's with is always, like, something has to be involved relationship-wise. And she's like, why does that always have to be the case?
It never did. It never does. It sucks that that's how it went. But I am glad that she said something like that. Especially even about, like, the female friendships things.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, like, so many people just want her to be gay. So many people just want her to have dated Karlie Kloss or Diana Argon or whatever the other, like, all the other bullshit that the Gaylors come up with online and spread around like fact and do all this connecting the dots on TikTok and whatever. And it's like, stop that, cut that shit out.
I know. And again, with that, like, I feel like I relate to that too. Like,
yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, like,
people always assume.
I know. I'll post on TikTok and, like, people will always say shit about me, like, being gay or being bi, whatever. And, like, I don't care. Well, I do care, but, like.
Well, it's annoying. It's just annoying. It's like, why are you trying to, push something on me, but, like, why are you trying to tell, like, me who I am?
Yeah.
Like, don't.
I know. Like, I posted something a while ago, and it was, like, a joke, very funny, being like, listen, guys, like, I'm straight. Like, I hate to say it.
Oh, and you had to come out as straight.
Yeah.
Which was fucking hilarious.
All the comments still were like, oh, like, I said this when I was 24. Like, I said this when I was your age, blah, blah. It's like, I know myself.
Yeah.
And I hate that people make these assumptions about me. And, like, that's what makes me mad, is the assumptions based off the way that I dress or the way that I carry myself, whatever.
100%.
And I don't take it as an insult, because it's like, okay, what does that even mean? Like, what about me?
I don't think no one's ever, like, been insulted. It's more so the feeling of, like, why are people telling me why are people saying what I'm doing because they think what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody knows what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
People are just saying things to say things.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's all part of being a celebrity, especially like Taylor Swift. Like, obviously people are going to make assumptions and say things or whatever, but I can't imagine the frustration that you feel when you have, like, a best friend and you're doing fun things together. You're, you know, both asked to do a dual photo shoot for Vogue and, you know, you're just being, like, cuddly best girlfriends.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not that crazy that you're, like, having fun and, like, whatever, female friendships, blah, blah, blah. And then for the rest of time, they're going to say that you guys were in a relationship and that every song that you put out.
Yeah, and then it affects your relationship with that person.
Completely.
Because
it makes things awkward. Like, you know, I don't know. It makes things awkward to a certain point.
Yeah.
It's like, it's because maybe, you know, I'm specifically talking about Karlie Kloss in this situation, obviously. And I, you know, she's married with children and all this stuff is going on and people are still like, you know, oh, Taylor's still at the restaurant. It's like, stop.
Yeah,
Like, leave. I don't, like, stop. Like,
no wonder they aren't friends anymore. And it's even like, Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson when One Direction was
that was the worst.
Like, people were crazy about them being together, and they were such best friends.
And they were
like,
so young, also. So they young. They were like teenagers.
Yeah, and I think that they were just genuinely showing, like, God forbid two guy friends are like close friends.
They're
and, like
they're acting like brothers.
Each other.
Yeah, they're acting like brothers. And they're it's fucking insane.
And it completely ruined their friendship, I think. Like,
I agree.
Because they couldn't do anything without people being like, oh my God, like they're in love, whatever. Right. So it just makes things so awkward.
That crazy fan fiction that people write. Like, it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of things that go on with that. And I think that her saying something like that and really addressing it, especially it was the time where it was happening the most. And I think that her saying that is powerful.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that she did. I'm glad that she didn't just kind of glaze over that and not address the media. I do maybe wish there was one more, like, fuck you media song somewhere. Yeah. Maybe one day we'll get that.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, all you guys can shut the fuck up now.
Yeah,
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
One last thing. It really doesn't have to do with 1989, but it just kind of came in my head. Do you think that she's ever going to put You're Losing Me out on Spotify?
Oh.
Thinking about songs that I want out.
I know. I like kind of forgot about that song.
I never forget about it because I really want to cry about it. Like, I really want to listen to it on repeat, and it's hard. You know, I've heard it, you know.
Because I can't listen to it like on a random voice memo.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean?
The voice memo that's like from a CD from MetLife Night 1, which like still furious I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I didn't get it because I was like, oh, she'll put it out on Spotify in like a week.
Yeah,
so I was
and
just
she
like,
just
oh, it's
never
fine.
Did.
And she
it's
never
such
did.
A good song.
And it's so good. And it, like, it's stuck in my head all the time. And I just really want to listen to it. And I'm just sad. And I wonder if it'll ever come out.
I know. Come on, Taylor. Like,
how long could we be a sad song? Till we were too far gone to bring back the life I gave you all my best needs, my endless empathy.
Yeah, so
and
good.
And all I did was bleed as I tried to be your bravest soldier, fighting in only your army. Front lines, don't you ignore me. I'm the best thing at this party. You're losing me. And I wouldn't marry me either. A pathological people pleaser.
Yeah.
Who only wanted you to see her.
Yeah, so good.
No, we can't. We can't.
Do something, babe. Yeah.
Say something.
Yeah. Like, that's one of her best songs.
It really
is. I just can't believe that she wouldn't put
and
that
I
out.
And I think that it could have, like, it could have fit on this album.
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it
it
can fit, like, anywhere. And that's why I'm so, every time that she has new songs and vault tracks and surprise drops and whatever, I just am, like, patiently waiting. Maybe I'm the first in line waiting for You Losing Me to come out because I just love it. I think about it all the time. And I don't know what just reminded me of that, but, yeah.
No, yeah. I
don't know.
I miss that song.
I miss it. I want it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 1989, perfection, top to bottom. So thrilled about it. Can't believe that we've been blessed with such excellence.
Yeah.
Taylor does it again and again. She never stops. Proud of her.
Yeah.
Excited to see. So far I've gotten, you know, I don't think anything's going on. It's 1:30 at this point. Hold on.
Do something, babe.
Hold on one second.
Risk something. Oh, did you want to talk about the re-recording stuff?
What do you mean?
It says, like, the major labels are reportedly overhauling contracts for
Jesus.
New.
Yes, I do want to talk about that. But wait, the reason I just went silent right there is because I just got a text from someone, a DM from someone who I know, who sent me, like, you didn't hear this from me kind of thing. And I was just trying to figure out how to say it out loud. But it's been brought to my attention that Pia, her business partner, Jack Ketso, he's the other guy in their situation.
Okay.
He is the one who was Erica Jane's publicist.
Okay.
And so apparently he got caught leaking a lot of information to the tabloids about the show and everything on camera. And now, and she said something like, notice how little of it came out in advance of the season this time because they don't work with her anymore. And my person here says that she feels like that's why the public knows so much about this relationship.
Hmm.
That maybe it's a blueprint for this PR company that they work with to be leaking things.
Shit.
They stay leaking.
Damn.
So that's interesting. But okay. What I did want to talk about was apparently, there are labels, a lot of major labels. I'll read this. The major labels, Universal Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment, and Warner Music Group have recently overhauled contracts for new signees, according to top music attorneys, some demanding artists wait an unprecedented 10, 15, or even 30 years to re-record releases after departing their record companies. Mm. And now this is in an effort to stop people doing what Taylor is doing right now with these re-records. And to me, this feels fucking backwards. Like,
yeah, it's,
I understand them not wanting to be stuck in a situation where they get fucked on owning music and whatever. But again, why isn't the whole point of this so artists can own their own music?
Yeah,
and,
but you know, music labels are so fucking greedy.
Right, it's never really going to happen. Yeah.
Also,
but this seems extreme and almost like it seems very backwards to me.
Yeah, I also just think that there's no artist that could do that. Like Taylor does. Sorry, but I just...
No, of course not. No one is going to, you know...
In
no
my
offense,
eyes, at
no
least.
No one's going to care as much.
Yeah.
And also, she was the first one to do it. And also, like, it just... Yeah, I don't know. People have backs, but I don't think anybody could do it on a scale like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't think on the scale that she is at all. Yeah. I just... Like, I'm thinking, like, a big pop star. Like, I don't know, like, Justin Bieber or someone. Like, I just wouldn't care that much. Like, there's just no one that I would really... Because, you know, she has the whole story of, like, the wrongdoing and stuff. And it's just...
She fought for it. Like, she's fighting for it. I don't hear or see anybody else fighting about the rights to their music. But if they start, I guess what I'm wondering is, how are we not, after this, learning from this and then renegotiating contracts in the way that benefits both parties versus only benefiting one and then locking them in for 30 years so they can't do this? Like, I don't know.
I think
that it seems very, it doesn't seem right.
Yeah. I think it aligns with, like, all this SAG after stuff happening. Yeah. Like, these big company, these like acting companies, whatever you call them, music companies, like they just don't want, they just want money.
Oh yeah. So anyway, so the music situation, like I really just don't, I don't see a world where people meet in the middle on the like re-recording situation, but I just don't quite understand why people can't figure out a way to be, for it to be beneficial to both parties without locking someone in for like a lifetime contract where they just get screwed if they become the biggest artist in the world. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, it's
things
like,
should be reevaluated every few years, I think. Like, I feel like that could be the solution.
Yeah.
You know?
When Taylor, I mean, Taylor, like, she's been such a catalyst in the like music world. I mean, when she like took off her music from Spotify, that like changed everything for like music making art or making money for artists. Like, I forget what it was, but like the first like the stream, like money based off your streams or something.
Right. It was the Apple Music thing.
Yeah. And
she's done a lot. She's done a lot to make sure she like gets her money and gets her credit. Like,
yeah,
that's what she cares about. She's like, this is the shit that I care about. And I don't think that that's, you know, it, not to start, am I going to start quoting the man, but like, I think that because she's a woman and she's being very vocal about this and she's making sure she's getting her, you know, getting what's due to her.
Yeah.
It's created this stir. God bless you. And it will create a conversation around it versus like if a man were doing this, I don't think it moves the needle. And I think he gets everything he wants immediately.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it ever, you know what I mean? Like, and I think that is also part of the problem. So, but I don't know though, with these record companies and all these, all these
just,
big media groups and stuff.
Yeah, it just doesn't
like,
make sense
so
to me. And at this
shady.
Point, like, can't these, I mean, I guess these artists like have to sign contracts to get some music, whatever, but it's like, at a certain point, can't these artists just like leave their label and like do their own thing? I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
But that's the thing, I guess, with this is like they can leave
their... But you have to like get to a certain point.
Right. They
you
can
know?
Leave their label whenever they want, but they can't take their music with them and they can't do anything about it for 30 years.
Right.
Like that to me feels like jail. That feels like holding people hostage. Like I don't know. That's a level of greediness that I don't really appreciate. So we don't love that.
No.
We'll have to figure out, you know, what's happening with that in the future. Oh, something else that I saw. Oh, shoot. I forgot it. SAG-AFTRA. Hmm. Apparently, Taylor called them up about her movie that she was wanting to put out.
Oh.
And she was like, can I put this out with the strike? Like, what's happening? And they said yes, because the amount of work that was done on it was... There was some sort of stipulation. It's
so
SAG.
Many weird...
It's SAG approved.
Right.
So the guy, like, I think like the head of SAG or whatever, they had asked him about it. And he was like, no. She called us and she wanted to make sure that she was using all protocols.
Didn't she like, she wants it to be in theaters, like not on streaming?
Yes.
Yeah.
She wanted it to be in theaters, not on streaming. She wanted it to be, you know, it's only on the weekends, we found out, because apparently she wants kids to focus on their homework during the week. That's why. I don't know where we heard that, but like that's apparently what it is.
Yeah.
Which is another reason that none of us have seen it yet. Yeah. Which it does make me feel better because Nikki Glaser hadn't seen it either.
Oh, okay.
She's like seeing it. I don't know if you follow Nikki Glaser. She has a show, I think it's this upcoming week in Boston, and she's doing a she rented out a movie theater, and if you go to her show, she's handing out tickets to come to the movie theater with her and watch it with her live.
That's so
she, like,
fun.
Rented out, which is so fun. Honestly, I wish we could jack that idea.
I know.
I would love that. Maybe we'll look into it.
I know. That would be
fun. Would
so
you guys
fun.
Come? Would you guys come if we were like, come to this theater at this time?
Yeah, I think people would.
I think so.
If anything, you had a like really us. Good idea of having like a little party.
Oh, yeah. So this is something that I would love to do once all the re-recorded albums are out. Who knows how long that will take. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Or maybe just when Reputation comes out.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, debut, whatever. But still, it deserves its shine. We're being I'm always so mean about debut. But I would really love to have like a party at a bar where we just like, it's like a listening party. And we just like play all of her music all the time. And it's just like a Taylor Swift.
It'd be fun
night.
To like start at like 10, like start with just like all of her songs that have been released. And then like at midnight play
And then start
Reputation.
Playing. Yeah, play Reputation or something cool. So I think that sounds so fun. But so think about that in the future. A lot of things on the horizon. I just want to get all the Swifties together. I feel like we're a big community. We're not taking advantage of the fact that we can just all hang out. It doesn't have to be like, you know, anything crazy. Just show up, dance around, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
So we're going to do all that. Let us know if you want these sweatshirts.
Yep.
We'll put them on sale if you do. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
I'm anxiously, we'll let you guys know if we have to record an emergency episode.
I know.
With
big announcement.
With the big, quote unquote, big announcement.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, we know my thoughts on her. All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Love you guys.